Eto na! Di lang mababasa, maririnig pa! Ito ang Titik Pilipino Podcast!
Pakinggan ang inyong paboritong OPM artist. Anong latest and what's coming?
Listen, download, and enjoy it anytime! This is Titik Pilipino Podcast!
Brought to you by TitikPilipino.com, your online resource for Filipino songs.
And Creative Voices Productions, the voice of creativity.
Hi, this is Luke Mijares. You are listening to the podcast at TitikPilipino.com, your online resource for Filipino songs.
Hello, kamusta? Welcome to the second episode of the Titik Pilipino Podcast. This is Jay.
And Kasuy.
Today we'll be having the latest releases and events in the Philippine music industry, plus an exclusive interview with one of the premier R&B voices, Mr. Luke Mijares. But first, here are some updates on our website. We have a new section on the website called Music Videos. Click on the link on the left menu and choose from the selected songs to view the music videos. The song list is displayed in alphabetical order for easy access. The official videos are courtesy of YouTube.com. And that's it for our site updates.
Greetings to the listeners of the second podcast of TitikPilipino.com. This time we have Mr. Luke Mijares joining us.
Hi there. It's great to be here, and I'm honored that it's the second time that you have this kind of podcast, and I'm lucky na dito ako ngayon. And, hi to all the listeners, and in the future, all the downloaders. hi to you all.
We're just as lucky having you for this one too.
Anytime.
Sige, so let's start. This year, you released a new album, right?
Yes.
And that's entitled Pangako.
Pangako.
Yeah. Since you released it, what have you been doing?
Well, actually, no. We were supposed to release the album talaga first half of 2007. But I had to go to the US to masikaso mga konting bagay. And last May, finally, we had a press launch at the Hard Rock Cafe, and you were there. Jay was there, and he took pictures also. And it was released May of 2007. But after the release of the album, I went to the States for a while, and I came back last July. So the official promo and the radio plugging and everything of the album was last August pa talaga. So right now we're still promoting our second single. It's called Pangako Yan. But the first single was out last May, entitled You Had Me at Hello. It's a sort of parang paramdam lang sa mga tao na oy, I'm coming out ng ano bagong album. And last September 2, it was launched sa SOP, Channel 7, September 2. And right now, Pangako Yan is the official single talaga. And luckily, there are radio stations na pumasok yung kanta sa countdown, like Love Radio and Yes FM. And of course, the other high-end stations also are playing my song. And sa ngayon yun muna, but hopefully this coming November or next month na pala, after ng All Saints Day and All Souls Day, we'll be touring around sa mga malls and sa mga provinces just to, you know, promote the album sa mga and to reach out sa mas wider na market.
How many songs do you have in this album?
We have 11 songs in the album, tapos there are 5 remakes and 6 original songs. And funny thing is the songs in the album are all love songs, but you cannot find songs mag-talk about infidelity or unfaithfulness, parang ganun. It's all positive songs talaga. And siguro isa sa mga remakes na nandito sa album ay I Will Always Stay in Love This Way by Baron Barbers. I will always stay in love with you. And then there's Shower Me With Your Love by Surface. And With You All The Way by New Edition. And then I wrote one song on the album. It's entitled You Should Know. It's parang Latin-inspired song. And you can dance to it if you know. If you'll be able to listen to my song.
What inspired you to write that?
Wala lang. Kasi, actually, I must admit, hindi talaga ako songwriter. Kumbaga, for me, mahirap talaga sumulat ng kanta. Unlike other artists and singers, no, talagang second nature na nila yung magsulat ng kanta talaga eh. But, I was convinced by Sony BMG na you should write a song in your album kasi it's your album eh. So, kailangan sumulat ka. Oh, ako eh muna. So, this is the second time na nakabuo ako ng kanta. The first song na nagawa ko was, way back 2001 when I was still in South Border, yung album namin na The Way You Do. I wrote one song kasi pinilitin ako ni Jay Durias nung time na yun. Na, oh, look, gumawa ka ng kanta. Bye, gumawa ka. So, I wrote one song. Tapos, ngayon naman, Sony BMG naman, kumuha ka ng kanta, so, ganon. So,
but this time, it's under your album.
Right? Under my, sa album na. And sana, kung mapili ng BMG, ay ma-release din siya in the future.
Oh. Are you planning to release an album na?
Hopefully, no, siguro, maybe 10 years from now. Mahirap nga. But right now, siguro, I'm inspired. No? So, meron akong dalawa na medyo nakahanda na for my next album. And hopefully, mas marami pa akong magawang kanta na original. Because I don't play any instrument. Well, piano konti. Pero hinaham-ham ko lang. And I get a recorder, tapos hinaham-ham ko. Gumagamit pa nga ako ng taping. And then, once na mabuo na yung tono and lyrics, tumatawag ako ng kaibigan, oh, pare, tulungan mo ako to arrange this song. So hopefully in the future I'll be able to release an album na lahat ay sinulat ko. Sana.
For this one, it's Latin-esque, may pagka-R&B. Oh. Ano pa yung iba mong nagagawa so far?
The first yung nasa bahay ngayon, nakatago, it's a ballad talaga. It's a song for my kids. Yon, ballad talaga, ganun. And then, yung isa, medyo alternative ng konti. Parang inspired by Lenny Kravitz.
Aba?
Ganon. So, different sound.
Sample na mo.
Rosa ka na. yung isa album na kanta, pwede i-sample. Yung mga hindi pa natapos ko.
Huwag muna. Wait for the album.
Oh, sige.
Singing songs na nasa Bisaya.
That's a good question. Well, I used to sing mga Visayan songs. No, I grew up in Bohol. I studied in Cebu. I used to sing Matud Nila and Usahay and other Visayan songs. And I'm supposed to do a parang Visayan album sana, pero hindi natuloy yung plano. Parang project lang na it will be released sa Mindanao and Visayas area. But hopefully mangyari yun. But I would paminsan-minsan pag may concert ako sa mga probinsya, may nagre-request talaga ng Matud Nila or Usahay Nagamahay Ako. And I think siguro ngayon marami ng mga Visayan artists na nandito sa Manila eh. Like yung sobrang sikat na kanta yung Charing, di ba? They are from Davao, yung banda na yon. And then there's Budoy, yung Junior Kilat, Bisaya din siya. So siguro sana balang araw magkaroon ng regular airplay sa radio ng mga Visayan songs talaga.
Or a collaboration.
Or collaboration, yeah. Oo. Maraming artists like Ana Feji, Pilita, sino pa mga Bisaya?
Vina
Morales, Manilyn Reynes. Mm-hmm. Mga Bisaya lahat yan. Even si Regine Bisaya talaga yan. She's from Leyte. Oo. And she knows how to speak konti. And nakakaintindi din siya. And magandang ano, nakalimutan ko na sana ng gawin niya, but ngayong binalik mo, baka gawin ko 'yan after Christmas, maybe early next year.
Oh. Or in preparation for next Christmas. Pwede. Para pangregalo din sa mga Bisaya,
mga Bisaya sa tabi-tabi. Hey, you know.
Doon sa album mo na, na this last one, Pangako.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi mo sa isang interview na this is where I stand right now. The album.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Siguro dahil all the songs are parang inspiring lahat yung songs. Walang sad songs na andon. And ngayon masasabi ko na isa to sa mga punto ng buhay ko na medyo masasabi ko na okay yung masaya. Though may mga problema pa rin, no? Hindi mamawala, but siguro na may mga anak na ako, may family na, and then kapapanganak lang ng asawa ko nung May, ganun. And at the same time, nanganak din ako ng bagong album. So,
pinapanganak. Oh.
But itong album na to, 2 years in the making talaga itong album na to. So,
mas matagal ka palang magbuntis kaysa sa asawa mo.
So, siguro masasabi ko na itong album na to ay parang, ito yung reflection kung ano yung nararamdaman ko ngayon. Like, there's this song, You're All I've Got, though hindi ako nagsulat, but it talks about parang two lovers na walang iwanan, parang gano'n, something like that. And then, there's If You've Ever Been In Love, basta, and then there's Pangako. Actually, there are two Pangako songs in the album. Pangako was parang a side A original talaga, composed by Joey Benin and Naldi Gonzalez. And before, I thought that it was a love song na, between two lovers, but it's a song by parang God to us, na parang nangako siya sa atin na no matter what happens, kanang parang I'm still here, and kung babalik ka lang sa akin, nandito lang ako. And parang ganon. And then there's this song, ano pa ba, Shower Me With Your Love, ganon. So it's all positive songs talaga. So masasabi kong ganon yung state ng ano ko ngayon.
Up to now. And that's good.
That's very good.
Pero may mga problema pa rin. Kahit paano.
So you've been working on this album for 2 years.
For 2 years.
2 years in the making. Mm-hmm. Finally you released it and now you're promoting it.
Yes.
But you're also gaining material for your next album.
Yes. Oh.
What's going to be the theme for this next album and more or less when it's going to be released?
Siguro mid next year. The third album. Mid next year. Ngayon kasi medyo nasa pangalawang single pa ng second album, and hopefully siguro early next year, mga January, we'll be releasing our third single sa album. And siguro kung sana makaapat na single, mas okay, but so medyo bigyan mo namin time ngayon, but next year I don't know kung anong theme talaga ng album next year. But the first album I recorded, ang theme noon ay more on pop talaga. Pop. Parang siguro 70% pop, 30% R&B. And itong second album naman, medyo halo-halo ng konti.
Yeah.
Oh, halo-halo ng konti to. But siguro masasabi ko na 60% R&B, 60% R&B. And then parang 10% na may pagka-jazz, maybe because of the song I Will Always Stay in Love This Way. And then may konting alternative din yung song na Pretty Girl. And then there's You Had Me at Hello na medyo pop din. So maraming combination ito. And parang ganun. And hopefully siguro third album ganito din siguro. And what's dal ko na, sorry.
No, it's okay. What's good?
Siguro bakit din ako medyo masaya sa album na to, dahil siguro hands-on ako sa paggawa nito.
Yeah, you co-produced it.
Parang gano'n, yeah. No? First album kasi, parang after kong mag-record, parang wala na, uwi na agad. Ah, tapos ako mag-record, okay na. Parang ayoko nang pakinggan. Parang, oh, okay. Ah, okay na yon gano'n. And then, hinahayaan ko lang yung sound engineer and yung arranger na, okay, nang bahala dyan ha, sige, uwi na ako, gano'n. But, itong album ngayon ay iba. From the selection of songs na kasama sa album, nangingialam na ako ng lahat. And then, sa recording process din, andun din ako. And then, after sa recording, kahit tapos na ako mag-record, nagsistay ako para nakikinig kung, okay ba yun, gano'n. Pag may mali, kahit natapos na namin ng like mga 2 days, tapos pag uwi ko may narinig akong kakaiba, parang, hindi, ulitin ko to, gano'n. And eto rin ngayon, nagba-back up na rin ako sa ibang songs. Unlike before, siguro, ilan-ilan lang yung binaback upan ko, but now, medyo marami-rami na akong binaback upan na kanta.
So, itong album na ko is you.
Oh, medyo nangingialam na ba?
Hindi, as inako mo talaga itong album na to.
Kaya baby mo talaga to.
Baby talaga. But, syempre, may mga tulong din ako sa mga kaibigan nito. Like si Thor. Thor is a great R&B singer. Though marami pang siguro hindi nakakilala sa kanya. But abangan nyo si Thor. Sobrang galing talaga. For me, no, he's the best R&B singer in the Philippines. Para sa akin yan. Ang galing talaga eh. He sounds like Brian McKnight. So, and he's from Davao, Bisaya din siya.
So, he's actually coming out with an album soon.
Yes, and of actually this week, maglabas siya ng album this week. And kasama din ako doon sa album niya.
Nag-isaw-saw
din ako. It's duets with Thor. And siguro ang difference din ng first album ko and this album, sa first album medyo babae pa ako doon. Yung tili pa ng tili pa rin. yung falsetto, gano'n, diba? Reasons! Gano'n. But itong second album, medyo naging lalaki ako dito ngayon.
Nagbibinata
ako. And, masasabi ko rin ba, parang we tried to experiment ba na using my normal voice. And, kung sino yung may copy ng album, try to listen to the tracks, Yakap Yakap, Shower Me With Your Love, and I Will Always Stay in Love This Way. Okay, parang lalaki talang buong-buo talaga yung boses na medyo makapal ang boses. So, isa yun sa mga difference ng first and second album.
Yung kanina na-mention mo si Thor, magaling si Thor. Siya as an R&B artist.
Sobra.
Pero ikaw yung tinawag nila R&B king of music industry in the Philippines.
Yeah, you won R&B artist of the year, right?
Oh, 2004?
2005. Parang na hip-hop awards?
First hip-hop, yeah. And R&B awards. Alam mo, yung R&B king, no, ang nagsimula talaga niyan, si Jimmy Bondoc. siya yung nagsimula talaga.
No wonder.
Oh, yung baklang yun. No, I'm just kidding.
Jimmy, oh.
I'm just kidding. No, Jimmy is a good friend of mine. Siya yung pinaka-close ko talaga na singer. No? And then, 5 years ago, parang, ikaw ang R&B King, ha? Gumaganon. So, nagsimula sa kanya yon. And then, after nun, parang yun na yung bansag. But, alam mo, siyempre natuwa ako kasi ang ganda ng ang ganda pakinggan eh. Pero at the same time nakakatakot kasi kung labeled ka na R&B parang baka hindi ka pwedeng mag-shift ng laing genre, no? Or kung may project kang gawin na ganun. And at isang pressure din is kung tawagin kang R&B king, parang every time you perform, parang you're expected to deliver talaga na magaling ka talaga kasi R&B king. So pressure talaga yon. So right now we're trying to parang lumayo. Pag may mga producers nga na, anong intro namin sa iyo, R&B king? Hindi. Sabihin niyo na lang na R&B artist or R&B singer or R&B balladeer ganon. Huwag na lang R&B king ganon.
Pahambol mo na.
No?
Pero tingin ko gumaganti lang yan si Jimmy. Kasi nung in-interview ko siya shortly before that.
Okay.
We called him the king of acoustica.
Oh, oh, ano.
Kaya naghahanap siya ng bagong target. Oh, oh.
Ayaw niyang walain eh, pero magpasalamat din talaga ako noon. But right now, sana ano, R&B singer lang, R&B artist, yan. Okay
sorry
lang
sa naman, nung tinawag namin ng acoustica, sabi niya, di naman, di ako yun.
Nagmukha tuloy akong ano eh, kasi si JR, di ba? Prince of R&B, so parang ako yung tito niya.
Mas matanda ka daw.
Parang ang tanda lang dating ko eh, kasi ano eh, king eh, tapos siya prince, so tito, ang gano'n eh. So, ayun, pero okay naman. Nice.
At least, it worked out. I read somewhere that you were an artist before. No, you were an athlete before you were an artist.
Yes, oh.
Yeah, and then there was a turning point.
Yes, actually, yung actually na word no pa. Actually.
Well,
marami yan dito.
Dati ano eh, I was more of a dancer and an athlete talaga before singing parang wala, parang katuwaan lang. And then I used to play like basketball, soccer, baseball, and then but sa table tennis ako na medyo umoke yung ano. And sa Bohol nga mas nakilala ako noon na table tennis player because there were three provincial meets na nag-champion ako thrice. Three thrice. And tapos meron akong grupo ng sa pasayaw-sayaw, nagbe-breakdance ako dati, ganun. And then early 90s I met an accident. Nagpapalipad-lipad ako ng bisikleta noon. I broke my left leg and then ano, nakahiga lang ako ng siguro 2-3 months ganun. So after noon din ako na masyadong nakatakbo, wala na. So parang doon ko na focus talaga yung pagkanta na. So, ganon yung ano, parang blessing in disguise din na ganon yung nangyari.
Are you still active?
Ngayon, dancing sometimes, dancing. But table tennis, wala na masyado. Basketball, hindi na rin. Oh, kasi sumasakit ang pa ako.
Feeding your age.
But swimming, and scuba diving, yun, ginagawa ko pa rin hanggang ngayon.
Oh. You mentioned also, since you mentioned dancing, meron din ako nabasa somewhere na you want to emulate Gary Vee?
Oh, sobra. nakakatawa pero when I was still in Bohol, high school ako noon, tinatawag nila akong Gary Vee o Bohol. Parang gano'n.
Ang dami mo na yung title. Table tennis player, Bohol,
Balls of Fury.
Yes.
Si ano yan ah. Will Ferrell. No? Lahat ginagaya ko eh. I started singing Michael Jackson songs when I was a kid. Dahil maliit yung boses ko. When we've been together for such a long time. Tapos nung nagbibinata na, kunako, hindi ko na maabot yung matataas. Napansin ko na malapit kay Gary, kay Michael si Gary. So, uy, Gary Valenciano naman. So, ina-idol ko si Gary. So, sobra. Lahat ng ginagawa niya, yung suot niya, na may mga pading-pading dito, ginagawa ko rin yun noon. Pagsasayop kulot na yung medyo kinky. And then, siguro lahat ng kanta niya, alam ko nung time na yun. Lahat. Sige, anong kanta?
So,
sino?
Yung favorite mo.
Okay. What must I do to make you understand? You mean everything to me. Don't have the strength to say, give this heart of mine a chance, and maybe then you will see. I'll do anything that you tell me, and I'll be there. If you need me. So, yun, mga ganong kanta noon.
Oh, guys, we in the house pala. Ay, hindi.
Si Duke Melis pala.
I just officially melted. Excuse me.
Idol ko talaga siya. Lahat. Lahat ng movies niya. Natutulog ba ang Diyos? Yung Daddy's Girl, Papa's Girl. Pinanood ko yun. Lahat ng guestings niya. Lahat. And, nung time na rin na yun, parang doon ako na-focus ng singing ko. So, yun din yung time pala na early na mga 1991 ata yun, 91 no, nagko-concert siya sa Cebu, pupunta ako talaga. From Bohol, ha, nag-iipon ako ng pera para punta sa kanya. Tapos, stalker yung dating ko na po. Oo, pupunta ako ng hotel ng umaga. Eh, syempre, at the time, hindi ko alam na pag-artist, tulog pala pag umaga, gising, tanghali, gano'n. So, and, pupunta ako sa hotel. Tapos, okay, dito na si Gary V. Gano'n, diba?
Tulog
pa. And, buti naman, his road manager si Vina, na until now road manager pa rin niya ngayon, pumaba, that's 1991, no? Parang, oh, Luke, sorry, Michael, tawag niyo sa akin, so my name is Michael Luke talaga, eh. Kung Michael, we're so sorry, but Gary V still asleep, you know, if you want, you can go to his rehearsal. So, pumunta ko sa rehearsal, nanonood ako ng rehearsal niya, papicture ako, papirma ako, lahat may ginagawa ko. And then, at that time din, nagkaroon ng audition for Smoky Mountain sa Visayas region. And then, kami, dalawa ni Anna Feji ang nakuha na understudy. But, okay, ang napansin talaga ni Mr. C noon, nung after ng audition, parang, you know what, parang sobrang Gary V yung kanta mo. Kasi kumanta ako ng Search I Know yun, at saka gaya ng dati, di ba? Tapos, Gary V talaga. But, dapat you should, parang your own voice and style, gano'n. Siyempre, ayokong pumayang, hindi, Gary V ako, kasi ako, gano'n naman. And then, isa siya sa actually nag-convince or nagbigay ng idea na from Bohol, dapat mag-transfer ako ng Cebu. So, you know what, you should transfer to Cebu. Kasi kung sa Bohol ka, wala namang mangyari masyado doon, so transfer ka ng Cebu. So, isa yun sa nag-ano, but hindi talaga ako nakuha sa Smoky Mountain. Nakuha nun si Anna Feji. Mm-hmm. And she was introduced in Japan as a member of Smoky Mountain. Ganun. But yan, dun ako sa Cebu nag-start. Ganun. And then, little by little, parang gumagawa ng sariling style. I listen to like mga Boyz II Men, yung time, mga Shy. And if I ever fall. Yun yung mga time na yun, in early 90s. But still, Gary V, sobrang influence niya sa akin talaga. And siguro hindi ko makalimutan nung 20th anniversary niya sa sa entertainment. Kaming dalawa ni JR yung special guest niya. Wow. So, hindi ko makalimutan talaga yon. That was 2003 yata yun, 2003, mm-hmm, sa Araneta Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Parang, ang sabi pa nga niya, no, parang, you know what, 10 years ago, sabi niya, 10 years ago, there's this little kid in Cebu or in Bohol, ganito ganyan, na afro yung buhok. Ganito pa siya. And then, parang ang kulit-kulit niya, ganon. Tapos, kumanta siya. Hang on yata, ganon. Oh, hang on. Sometimes it's hard to know when it's all over. Tapos, after ng first stanza, and the kid I'm talking about is, lumabas ako ganun. Tapos, second stanza kumanta. Tapos, tawang-tawa yung tao na, ako yung nandun na afro. Pinakita yung picture namin dalawa na afro ako.
Fingers
ako. Kasama kami, tapos, lumabas ako ganun. And di ko makalimutan yun talaga. Di ko makalimutan yun na nakasama ko siya sa stage. Na, alam mo yun, iba kasi na, tsaka special yun eh, kasi 20th anniversary niya. So, until now, no, Gary V pa rin na eh. Idol talaga eh.
Is there anyone who's doing the same thing to you, like what you did to Gary? Ano ba nang
stalks? Di ko alam eh, but siguro, well, sa mga Bisaya, ako siguro yun na sobrang kulit talaga.
So aside from Gary V, sino pa mga influences mo for your music?
OPM na gusto ko, I listen to Augie Alcacid also, Jano Gibbs, and then sino pa ba? Martin din. There are some songs na gustong-gusto ko, like yung I'll be there for you. And I used to sing his songs also then, nung time na yun. Dati, all their songs, yeah. Oo. But siguro in sa international, ang pinakagusto ko, like Michael Jackson yun, Stevie Wonder, Stylistics, like Bet You Like I Need a One, You're the One I've Been Waiting For Forever. Motown, yun. Mostly mga black artist yung yung mga pinapakinggan ko. And Prince also. Prince. Prince.
How about Earth, Wind & Fire?
Earth, Wind & Fire. Buti nabanggit mo. Earth, Wind & Fire. Isley Brothers. The Commodores. Like Lionel Richie. Ganon. Yun yung medyo mga lumang gusto ko. So mga medyo bago-bago naman na gusto ko ngayon. John Legend. Yan. Number one yun sa listahan ko ngayon. Brian McKnight. Robin Thicke. Lost Without You. Tapos Neo, Justin Timberlake, Usher, ganun. Oo. So yun yung medyo mga bagong pinapakinggan ko ngayon ng mga artist naman. Oo.
So yun yung playlist mo ngayon sa,
oo, sa
iPad.
Sa iPad. Ayan yun. And Elliot Yamin din pala. Elliot Yamin. Oo.
Is there a theme song to your life at this point?
Ngayon, sa ngayon, wala pa ulit. There was a time na gustong-gusto ko yung Smile. Siguro yung, there was a time na medyo marami akong problema. Tapos, yung time na yun, baka hindi ko akalain na malampasan ko. There was a time na gustong-gusto ko yung Smile. Yung, smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. Yun yun. But ngayon, wala pa ulit. Wala pa ulit. Wala pa.
Yung album na lang.
Yung album na lang siguro. Yun na lang.
So you've experienced both worlds, being in a band with South Border,
yes,
and being a solo artist right now. Could you compare the two, or do you have a preference? Or would you like to go back to a band if ever?
That's a good question. maganda talaga yan. Masasabi ko na mas masaya sa banda. Yan yung ano, mas masaya. Dahil una-una marami kayo, marami sa banda. And after ng show, lalo na tayo nung single pa ko, di ba? Parang, oh, saan tayo gimmick? Saan tayo kakain? Ganon. And then kung mag-travel kayo, marami kayo mag-travel, ganon. And if you practice or if you parang listen to a song, parang ang dami niyong, uy, pakinggan natin yan, ganon. O, gawin natin yan, ganon. Mas masaya talaga. But at the same time, on the other hand naman, as a solo artist naman, iba din eh. Mas, though masaya din, but fulfilling tigal siguro ang masasabi ko. Kasi maraming challenges eh as a solo artist eh. Tipong ikaw lahat, kung may magkamali ka, ikaw yung sisisihin lahat. Alam mo yun, parang wala kang ibang pwedeng masandalan. Kung may problema ka, like kung nasa banda ka, parang ay alam ko naman na ano, andyan sila. So ngayon, kung tanongin mo ako, solo artist ako ngayon pero nasa banda pa rin, kasi sa mga shows ko ngayon, may banda din ako ngayon. Siguro a year and a half na ako na may banda ngayon, nakasama palagi. So
permanent sila
na, permanent na kasama ko. So Rewind yung pangalan ng banda. Actually sa album ko, yung If You've Ever Been In Love, yung last track ng album, finiture ko sila doon. Sila yung tumugtog. Nung 3 years na, no, 4 years na nagsusolo ako, na palaging minus one yung ginagamit ko. Boring talaga. Boring. Alam yung
mag-isang nagpe-perform sa stage.
Oo, alam mo yun, parang tapos siyempre, yung mga tao, after 5 or 6 songs, parang bored sila ba? Kasi walang pangyayari. Minus one lang eh. Oo. Tapos, pag tumalon pa yung CD mo, papanik ka, di ba? Unlike pag banda, pag hindi ka makapasok sa intro, pwede kang ikutan nila, ganun. So ngayon, solo artist ako, pero nasa banda din. Kasi I make it a point na every time may show ako, na may banda talaga akong kasama. Like, pag lagpas na yan, pag may kumukuha sa akin na producer na tipong 5 songs or 6 songs, uy, banda na yan. Siguro, kung minus one, mga 3-4 songs lang. But more than 5 songs, may banda akong kasama palagi. So, yun. May dala ako. Kahit saan ako magpunta, whether sa Bohol, sa Cebu, sa Cagayan. And actually, first time na may mag-travel next month will be going to Doha, Qatar. First time kong makasama yung banda ko out of the country. So
where there?
Ah, Yeah, Aladdin's Kingdom or Aladdin's Palace. I'm not so sure, but Aladdin's Kingdom or Palace in Doha, Qatar. That's on November 8th. Sa November 8th. Kasama ko yung banda ko, the band Rewind, and nag-guest namin si Sherry. So, yun. But, pagiging solo artist ko, marami akong natutunan din. Yun nga, parang laban kong laban, kumbaga, mas challenging, and at the same time, mas naging independent ako ngayon, ganun. But, masaya, masaya sa banda, yun lang masasabi ko. Both worlds, so. And with the band. And, masasabi ko lang sa lahat ng aspiring singers, mas maganda pag may experience ka sa banda. Kasi mas lalo mong maintindihan yung music talaga. Kasi before ako nag-enter sa South Border, masasabi ko na singer lang ako eh. Parang singer lang, wala lang. Parang okay, kanta lang. But nung pumasok ako sa banda, doon ko naintindihan lahat. And usually kasi pag yung mga tao na hindi nila napapansin yung rhythm section eh. Parang singer lang maintindihan. Singer lang pinapanood. Pero hindi eh. Yung bahista, drummer, ang gitarista, may different roles na importante. And ngayon, mas naintindihan ko yung anong pangyayari sa gitarista, sa bahista. Uy, ang sarap ng natugtog niya. Or sa drummer, uy, ang sarap ng bagsakan niya. Or sa pianista, uy, ang sarap ng bali ng piano niya, ganun. So, at mas naintindihan nila yung music at saka yung rhythm. Medyo music na mayroong sapa na. But, kung mapansin mo, yung mga singers na may experience sa banda, hindi dahil kasi galing ako sa banda, mapansin mo na alam nila yung timing lahat, hindi sila sumusugod sa pag, hindi sila nauuna sa kanta. Kundi, yung beat talagang nasa loob sila ng beat eh. Nasa loob sila ng beat. Ganun. Swak talaga. So, to all the aspiring singers, I hope na magkaroon kayo na experience na maging miyembro ng banda or magkaroon ng banda. Or kung solo artist kayo, dapat may banda kayong kasama lagi.
So, I think we just ran out of questions.
Yeah. Any last words?
Last words. Bago matapos, I'd like to promote my album. My album Pangako under Sony BMG. It's my second solo album. And you can find songs like Pangako or Pangako Yan, and some remakes ng Shower Me With Your Love, I Will Always Stay In Love This Way by Baron Barbers, and With You All The Way by New Edition. See you all the way, whatever places love might put us through. Parang ganun yun. And masasabi ko na magustuhan nyo yung album kasi talagang pinaghirapan. Parang ganun, no? Pinaghirapan talaga. It's been 2 years in the making. And sana yung original na copy ang kukunin nyo. Kasi magagalit si Tito Edu.
Hindi na si Tito Edu, pati si Luke.
pati ako, pati ang Sony BMG. And I'd like to thank talaga at titik at pilipino.com for giving me this opportunity. To Jay nandito, and to Kasuy. Yeah, what a nice name. Parang gutom ako, Kasuy. And of course, sa lahat ng mga subscribers ng titikpilipino.com, I hope na you can download my interview right now. And I hope to see you pala sa mga shows ko. And hopefully, yung mga tao dyan sa Doha, Qatar, on November 8th, andyan pa ako with my band Rewind and my special guest, Sherry. So, God bless you all, and advance Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lou.
Salamat. All the way. Hi, this is Luke Mijares, reminding you to get your original OPM albums straight from the Philippines here at www.titikpilipino.com, your online resource for Filipino songs.
Pick your night and enjoy live performances with these upcoming events. Ayay de las Alas will have the greatest performance of her life on November 16, 2007 at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Araneta Coliseum in Cubao, Quezon City, Philippines. Piola Pascual celebrates 10 years in the industry with a concert entitled 10. Piola Live at the Araneta Coliseum on November 30, 2007 at 8 o'clock p.m. in Cubao, Quezon City, Philippines. Pops Fernandez celebrates being Divalicious on December 8, 2007 at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Araneta Coliseum in Cubao, Quezon City, Philippines. At the center stage at the Mall of Asia, Pasay City, Philippines, Trumpets presents First Name, a Christian musical originally staged in 1988 and was co-written by some of the musical greats of the industry, namely Gary Valenciano, Augie Alcacid, Rayan Fuentes, Butch Alvarez, and Bob Serrano. This staging is directed by Freddy Santos and will run until December 14, 2007. The Sunrise Festival will be held in Baguio from November 23 to 25, 2007 with activities at various venues. On Saturday, November 24 at 6 to 10 p.m., a cultural night featuring a concert of various bands from all over the country including Nitya Leah, Pepe Smith, and Nolly Aurelio along with other interactive activities will be held at the skating rink. JR is a Soul in Love on November 9 and 17, 2007 at 9 o'clock p.m. at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Makati City in the Philippines. Performing with JR are the divas Kula Desma and Pops Fernandez. Retrospect celebrates their decade on November 15, 2007 at the Music Museum in San Juan in the Philippines. Their guests include Andrew E., Luke Mejares, DJ Chris Riley, and Mr. Rico J. Puno. For more information and updates on the upcoming events, please visit www.titikpilipino.com.
For this month, exciting offerings in music came out in the following albums.
Christian Bautista comes out with an updated version of his Christian Bautista Live as a special Christmas edition under Warner Music Philippines, featuring Yuletide favorites like Pasko na Sinta Ko, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Grown Up Christmas List, You're All I Want for Christmas, and An Evening in December.
Another offering from Warner Music Philippines is Tina's new album featuring the hits of Barry Manilow like Somewhere Down the Road, Even Now, One of These Days, If I Should Love Again, plus her own hits, I Can Make You Love Me, Is It Over, and Someday.
Kyla is out with the album Heartfelt under EMI Philippines featuring the classic love songs I Don't Want You to Go, Love Will Lead You Back, I Don't Have the Heart, Always and Forever, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and One Day in Your Life.
Fiesta is the album of Six Cycle Mind under Sony BMG Pilipinas. This two-disc set includes an audio CD and a DVD featuring a band interview, the making of the album and video clips, music videos, and the Rum on the Rock tour.
Freestyle is back at the Yard under Viva Records. These musicians from Davao penned new songs in their signature style like Tameme, Naglalambing, I Will Still Love You, Paper Rain, and Sugar.
Baywalk Bodies have compiled the very best of Baywalk Bodies under Galaxy Records, titillating fans with hits like Appear, Disappear, Kiliti, Kilig, Lollipop, and El Bimbo.
Raymond Lauchenko is back with the Full Circle under Viva Records. The former Baguette star compiles old favorites from the 80s like Head Over Heels, Together in Electric Dreams, Always Something There to Remind Me, You to Me Are Everything, and Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Sam Milby is a little too perfect in his new album under Star Records. He sings about loving with songs like the title track A Little Too Perfect, Love of My Life, Can't Help Falling in Love, It's You All Along, and Right Here Waiting.
Julian Santos sings about Musika ng Buhay Ko under Star Records. This album features Kasama Kang Tumanda, Ikaw Lamang, The Way You Look Tonight, Maybe This Time, and Both Sides Now.
Sony BMG Pilipinas unleashes Wildlife in Pupil's latest offerings with songs like Finn, Matador, Animal Lover, Teacher's Pet, and Set Me Apart.
Star Records brings together their vivacious talents for the ASAP Super Dance album. This features Boom Tiaya Boom by Vong Navarro, Hip Hop Salsa by Ia Villania, Real Man by Vino Morales, and Shake Your Thang by Gabriel Valenciano, among others.
Rachel Ann Wolf is cool in this new album under Sony BMG Pilipinas. Rachel tries her hand in making songs for this collection along with Archimedes Dairocas and produced them at Cool Music Productions in New York.
And that's it for this month. For more information and to order your copies, please check out the album listings at www.titikpilipino.com. This has been the second episode of the Titik Pilipino podcast. This is Jay.
And Kasuy.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.
This podcast was also brought to you by Creative Voices Productions. Please visit their website at www.creativevoices.com.
For feedback and comments about our podcast or about the website, you could email us at info@titikpilipino.com. And that's it for this podcast. This is JDJ.
And Kasuy.
Watch out for the next Titik Pilipino podcast this October.
This podcast was also brought to you by Creative Voices Productions. Please visit their website at www.creativevoices.com.
Thank you for listening to Titik Pilipino Podcast. This podcast was also brought to you by Creative Voices Productions. No part of this podcast may be reproduced without the written permission of titikpilipino.com. For more information, visit the website www.titikpilipino.com. All rights reserved, 2007. Welcome to Creative Voices Productions. The best voices in the web available at a click of a button. Our company offers no less than quality voiceover solutions for about any conceivable project. We have the right character and the brightest talents delivering world-class performances when you want it, how you want it. Crisp digital audio design for animation, commercials, narration, corporate videos, dubbing, AVPs, audiobooks, multimedia, instructional videos, messages on hold, and broadcast quality podcasting. Everything under the sun can be voiced out by Creative Voices. We think globally, voice act locally. For fast and reliable results, this is where we go. Creative Voices Productions, the voice of creativity.